would you like to heal with frequency healing? Rita Dickinson will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Rita is she's an experienced iridologist, sclerologist, and massage therapist educated in over two modalities, including magnets, kinesiology, and frequency. And she struggled with many health issues for many years since she was a kid, that she even undergone a total of 23 surgeries. And Rita is now sharing her passion with her clients using the device to scan people and puts perfect health frequencies into the body to remind the body what it should be doing. It brings balance to emotion, chemistry, and function. And the reports of her service are all amazing. So Rita, I have some experience with bioresonance healing, and I'm wondering whether this is what you mean by frequency healing. So tell us more about what it takes for people to heal with frequency healing.
Heal Podcast with Lily Patrascu shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.
Really simple. You do not have to know quantum physics to use it. And anybody can use it. That's the beauty of the software. Anybody can use it. And you can, all you got to do is push buttons. You just have to learn which buttons to push for the emotion, for the chemicals, for the function, and the hormones. So it covers all bases. We also have, we heal chakras and meridians. We have all the Bach flower remedies and the Australian flower remedies. And all you have to do is scan. It says which one you need. I put a little bit of water in a little cup and I put it on the device. And guess what? It makes it. I imprint the water with that frequency and drink it. And it's amazing, the results. We also have tuning forks and oils, essential oils, to see what essential oils you need, what minerals you might need. The software is mind-blowing. And it's cheap. I mean, seriously, for what you get, it's only $149 US a month. And you can scan as many people as you want. So a practitioner can use it in their business, or just a family person that wants to, you know, heal themselves or heal their spouse or their children. I've been working with some autistic kids, having amazing results. So,
thank you. Tell us about how can someone first diagnose what they have? Because I think a lot of times you go to the doctor and you may be misdiagnosed, or it may take even years to even know what you have. So does this frequency healing tool, does it help with diagnosing what people
have? Yes. However, we don't diagnose, we don't cure. However, when you give the body what it needs, the body responds in the appropriate way. I'll give you a really good example. I had a man come to me. He had had problems with his ears. He was going out blowing like he was on an airplane all day long at work. But he was a manager of a big box store, and he looks ridiculous doing that. 3 years and like 15 doctors, and nobody could tell him what was wrong. I scanned him, and I felt his shoulders, and I knew how tight he was. And I thought, okay, there's something going on that's pulling this. So when I looked in the report, I saw that his mastoid bones were out of place. So I sent him to a chiropractor. He got adjusted. It fixed the problem. Easy peasy, you know? And so that was an amazing thing to see happen. So no, we don't diagnose specifically, but it'll give you clues on what's going on.
Thank you. So how does someone manage to discover that the condition that you intuitively feel they may have, how do you know that's accurate? Like, for example, like, do you sense it sort of like for every person what you feel they should be, or how do you know?
What happens is the software puts 177,000 perfect health frequencies into your body, because every single part of your body requires a specific frequency to be in balance. And that's what we call it. Not healed, not sick. We call it balance or unbalance. And once that happens, your body responds like, oh, thank you for reminding me what I should be doing. And changes happen. However, when you've been in a condition for so long, sometimes it does take more than one scan. So I can scan people. I've scanned people all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, the Philippines. I mean, all over, because I can do it over the telephone remotely, which is amazing, too.
Thank you. So imagine, let's say I've always suffered from like sore throat and cough and some migraine. Now I'm kind of almost recovered from migraine, and I have fibroids, probably PCOS. I'm wondering, like, how would I benefit from you scanning me with your frequency device?
Well, first of all, your body is very intelligent. So I had a guy that he wanted to make his shoulder pain go away with the scanning. Well, it didn't, but everything in his reports was saying it was working on his heart and his liver and his kidneys. Well, I think that's more important to life. However, scanning gives your body a chance to fight because it's reminding it what it should be at. So when you've gone way down like this and you scan, it brings you back up. I've seen things where a 78-year-old man, the first time I scanned him, his knee pain went away. You know, I had, I've been doing this 6 years with this particular software, and it's amazing what it does. How does it help an autistic kid? The first time I scanned this one little boy, he actually tried to get out of the chair and climb into the computer to listen to his music better. And by the second scan, he was dressing himself. That's unheard of. So it was it's very exciting for me to see the results with people. And yes, it could help you. I had a lady come in, she called me, she goes, Rita, I've been in bed 3 days with a migraine, it won't go away. All I did was run the basic scans, and guess what? Gone. It went away. Now, what was causing it? Migraines are caused by all kinds of things. Stress, hormones, you know, something off in the neck, vertebrae-wise, and all different kinds of reasons. So, you know, but we've got a specific frequency on migraines that we can use, and it is amazing what it does. We have all kinds of frequencies. I can show you the software if you'd like to see it.
Sure. Tell us about the technology or the science behind why this works.
Because everything is frequency. Nikola Tesla said, if you understand frequency and vibration, you can understand everything. And do I understand it? No, I'm not a specialist in quantum physics. However, I know it works. I've seen the results over and over and over with people. So I know it works.
Thank you. Tell us about the kinds of conditions that your scan with frequencies that you've seen people have benefits with. Like what kind of conditions?
I found a tumor in a breast, and she went to the doctor, and she's still walking around, so that's a good thing. I had a friend that had an aneurysm. The software showed exactly in her head where it was. What else? Back pain, neck pain, stomach issues, prostate issues. I mean, all kinds of things. Now, does it work on the first time? Well, that one guy with his knee pain, it worked on the first time. But does it always work on the first time? No. Sometimes your body is so out of whack, it's going to take more and more reminding. And you've got, it depends on what you're eating as well. Our food is our medicine, and most people don't understand that.
Thank you. Does it work for people that have trapped emotions or some sort of trauma as well?
That is the best part of the machine. We do something called inner voice. And inner voice, you record your voice for 10 seconds, and it makes music based on what frequencies you're out of balance in your voice. It sends the music, you listen to the music, and it balances your emotions. I mean, amazingly. And so that is, yes. So when people have had trauma, it's trapped in muscle, and it scans everything. Each of the reports shows everything you'd want to know about what's going on in your body. And do you have to understand the reports to have results? No. I'm to the point I don't ever look at my reports. I did one day. I was having allergy issues. And one of my clients said, oh, it's the mountain cedar coming in from Austin. I'm like, I'd never heard of mountain cedar. So I looked at my report from that morning. And sure enough, mountain cedar showed up.
Thank you.
It was accurate.
Tell us about what does the device detect exactly? Does it show, for example, oh, you have a condition in this area? Or like how, what kind of like...
It doesn't diagnose, but it gives you clues. It shows you with red dots and green dots on what's in balance and what's out of balance. And so then you can understand. It even shows you food sensitivities. If you... You know, based on chemistry of your body, where it's at right now, what foods you should avoid today. And they want you to scan every day because that gives your body the best fighting chance. I was diagnosed with a lung condition in March of 21. And they told me unless I had a lung transplant, I would not be alive in 1 to 3 years. Well, that's 4 years ago now. So, 5 years ago now. So it's really amazing to me that I know this has helped me, you know.
Thank you. Tell us about what kind of transformation did you personally have with the machine? Is it that your lung was not working well and now you're better? Or what other improvements
Absolutely.
Did you notice?
I could not walk up my stairs. I couldn't walk very far without losing my breath. But my blood pressure was the number one indicator. It went way crazy. It went all the way up to 258 over 238. Okay. That's stroke level. And I remember standing in my living room going, God, I don't want to die. But I had been using the scanner for about 6 months. And I haven't had to have a lung transplant. I still sound a little weird, but it works. My lung, what the problem was scar tissue from asthma as a kid. And it froze my lung. So my lung didn't want to squeeze in and out. Well, the reason the blood pressure went up was because I wasn't getting enough oxygen. So it helped me tremendously. You know, I can't say enough good stuff about this software.
Thank you. Tell us about the people that when they hear frequency healing may feel a little bit skeptical. What would you say to them?
Well, I don't have as much problems with that as I do when they see it has chakras and meridians. And they're like, oh, that's weird. I said, no. Do you have a breaker box in your house? Yes. Do you have wires that run from the breaker box to other things? Yes. I said, your chakras are your breaker box and your meridians are the wires. Oh, they say, you know, and, you know, only quantum physicists can really understand how frequency works. Us laymen or professionals that are using it, we don't even know how it totally works. We just know that when we use it, it does things.
Thank you. How do you personally balance intuition and science in your work?
Oh, what a good question. Okay, I had a lady come in, very smartly dressed, very smart, seemed very balanced. I scanned her and everything in it was showing fear, 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 fear. And I asked her, I said, were you your mother's first pregnancy? She goes, no, I have an older brother. I said, was that a hard pregnancy? She goes, yes, very hard. And I said, you picked up your mom's fear in the womb. It wasn't her fear. So she started listening to the tones and no more fear is coming up. That's amazing. It's the emotions that affect everything in our body, everything. So when you have trapped emotions and the music balances those emotions, it gives your body a rest so it can heal.
Thank you. For someone that is using this kind of frequency healing, do they need to use some other type of healing in conjunction as well?
Well, I help people. I'm an herbalist. I also specialize in essential oils. Essential oils work on frequency. Did you know that?
No.
It changes a frequency in the body and it does certain things. Different oils do different things. So Yeah, I'm thrilled with different products. My passion is to help people. After the 23 surgeries, they kept telling me I was going to have surgeries because of scar tissue. And then I discovered an herb called chickweed, and chickweed dissolves scar tissue. How about that? It took a while because herbs don't work as fast as drugs, but we don't want the drugs. They don't work. And the medical industry only could tell me we have to go in and cut you out and, take more of your intestine because it's covered in scar tissue. And there was no answer. So I started learning to understand so I could take care of myself.
Thank you. Tell us about tuning forks that you mentioned earlier. How do they work in conjunction to help people heal?
It's a vibration. So we have on the software, you can click on the tuning forks, hit scan, and it'll tell you which one you need.
So it will tell you like which one you need for that particular person, like what part of their body kind of
Correct.
requires some
Correct.
balancing.
Exactly.
Wow, that is so interesting. Are there any everyday habits that disrupt our body's natural frequency?
Oh, yeah. Bad food and the fact that they're poisoning our water and our food and our air and poisoning us with their pharmaceuticals. And, it's hard to have a chance to be healthy. Like our grandparents, the older people are healthier than the younger people when I see the results on the scans, which that's because they grew up with real food on a farm or, real food in the store, where now they are adding all these chemicals and doing all this crazy stuff that hurt us, that hurt our bodies, because they really want us to be sick, so we'll spend our money on the drugs.
Thank you. Are there any beginner-friendly herbs or practices you recommend in conjunction with this scanning frequency healing machine?
I would say just try to eat as clean as you can, get proper sleep, leave the drugs and alcohol alone, drink plenty of water. I mean, there's simple things. So, and cleanses. We deworm our dogs, we deworm our cats, but and our horses, but we don't do deworming on ourselves. Parasite cleanse is very important. So that's a good place to start as well, to get that stuff out of your body and detoxing your body with different things.
Thank you. How can someone deworm themselves?
Well, I have a whole protocol, and it would take longer than our hour to explain it. But there's plenty of herbs that, I mean, simple herbs like pumpkin seed and different things like this that get rid of worms and kill them. And we all have them, and everybody's like, ew, but it's the truth. And we pick them up everywhere, human to human, human to animal, even on a doorknob, and you don't know what the guy in the back of the restaurant cooking your food has. And did he sneeze on your food? And you normally don't see the worms, but they're there.
Thank you. How can people become more in tune with their own body?
That's a very good question. I've been working on that for 34 years because they need to. I always tell people your health is your responsibility, not your spouse, not your doctor, not your parents, not your children, but you and you alone. And the more you try to do the right things, the more in tune you become. Because, the term lunacy came out because whenever there was a full moon moves water. That's why more babies are born on a full moon. Well, worms are full of water. So it makes the worms in the brain go crazy on the full moon. And that's why they named it lunacy, because it made people do nutty things. So it's fascinating. All of it combined is fascinating.
What else would you like to tell people about a healing with frequency healing?
Try it. Just try it and see what you feel. The number one thing I hear after I scan somebody, I'll say, "Well, how do you feel?" And they're like, "I feel like you took something off my shoulders. I feel more relaxed, calmer, etc." And I'm like, and that's without drugs or alcohol. You relax from the frequencies. Your body is like, oh, I can breathe now. and that's a good thing.
Thank you. How can someone get in touch with you and connect so they can also benefit from frequency healing?
On my website, frequencydiva.com. And I'll tell you, one of my newest favorite products is something called, I call them drops. And they're micro dosing of organic salmon, organic lemon, organic ginger, and some water. And you put the drops under your tongue, let them absorb, and people are seeing results immediately. Like when I first started, I lost 2 pounds in 3 days when I first got on it. 2 hours after my first dose, my hip pain lessened. Didn't go away, but it lessened. And then, you know, I love the drops. So there's a place on my website you can send me a note, you know, or ask a question. And so whatever you're interested in, let me know. And I am here to help.
Thank you. Are there any other alternative therapies that you integrate with frequency healing and everything you already mentioned?
Yes, I use a PEMF mat, which helps move the circulation like crazy. It really speeds up the circulation. Circulation is key to life. I've seen people cancel amputations from diabetes because they were using the frequency mat. Okay, that's huge. And I use red light therapy, red, green, and blue light therapy. I use a foot detox machine, not the nasty one with the water that's so gross, but it's a dry machine. And you put your feet on it, and it heats up your feet. And the first time you use it, you might feel it up to your ankle. The next time, it might go up to your calf. The next time, it might go up to your knees. But heat, think about it. When somebody is sick, they have a virus, which is a parasite. We don't want to call it that, but that's what it is. And what happens is the heat, a fever, is what kills the bugs. We say you caught a bug. We don't say you caught a worm.
Wow. Why would you say it's a worm and not a virus?
It's a parasite. And that's what it's called, a parasite. I'm just real. It is a worm. That's what parasites are. And you get them from your dogs and your cats and your horses and, you know, other people. And they pass, you know. For instance, I'll tell you a very interesting thing about parasites. There's a parasite that gets into the uterus, and it's called a fluke worm. Well, it doesn't want the uterus. It wants the brain. So it leaves the uterus. They tell us endometriosis is when the lining of the uterus comes out of the uterus into different parts of the body. Hell, where is the transportation factor? It's the parasites.
Thank you. Tell me how you integrate, for example, your work as a kinesiologist with your frequency healing.
What I do is I muscle test people with different supplements to see what their body wants. You know, because you don't just pick up a supplement and go, oh, it says take 10 drops a day. But when I muscle test somebody, I muscle tested somebody earlier today, and they only needed 3 drops a day. I take 4 drops a day. So it actually saves me money over the month because I don't have to order as much. It goes a little further, but it works. And that's all my body can handle. Sometimes what happens is people get on too many things and they toxify their body with the good things because the body's like, it can only throw off so many of the bad things at one time, the toxins and things like that.
Thank you. So why is it important to do muscle testing to know what your body really needs? And can that kind of result be trusted?
Yes, that's kinesiology, and it works. I can even show you most people hug wrong. Most people hug right shoulder. We should hug left shoulder because that's heart to heart. Right shoulder makes you weak. Left shoulder makes you strong. But when you start hugging people left to left and heart to heart, you're going to bump a lot of heads because most people hug the other way.
Thank you. So what difference does that make for your health when you do that?
It leaves people strong instead of weak. And the stronger you are, the more you can fight off the toxins.
That is so interesting.
It is. But I just put their arm out and push it down and show them, you know, if I hug you this way, it makes you weak. But if I hug you this way, it makes you strong. And so it's like, it's a simple, it takes 10 seconds, but it shows them how it works. So muscle testing or kinesiology is accurate. The frequencies are accurate. When you test what somebody needs herbally or different products, you know, like my daughter used to get upset with me because I'd want some vitamin E. So here I am in the store and they got five brands and I'm touching every one of them, doing the sway test, to muscle test myself, which one is best for me. And my body tells me every time.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health change makers to live your healthiest life ever.